lot of people here. Before we go to the next bhajan, just want to remind everybody that today is a very, very, very special day. It's the Vyasa Puja of so many people's father, teachers, friend. The Tathagata Maharaj is truly an amazing person. He has inspired the youth in a way that nobody has before. And I feel like he was sent to this age of Kali at this specific time to train the youth to carry on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And you know, he always tells us, he's like, man, I can't do anything. I'm just like in Tennessee, I'm just like reading, like I feel like I'm not doing anything. But I really feel, Maharaj, that because what you've taught us, that we can carry on, you know, like and we'll represent you, and our children will represent you, and their children will represent you, so you'll be serving Srila Prabhupada till the whole golden age, throughout the whole golden age. Thank you very much, Maharaj. And I wanted to say just a few quick stories. Especially I wanted to tell some stories with Preetu, since he can't be with us, and I know Preetu, Preetu passed away how many years ago, Maharaj? 3 or 4 years ago. Preetu was a very special person. He had a sense of humor, like, I don't know, he was a special character. Like, you couldn't tell him what to do. When we're in Gurukul, like, you're only allowed to have a certain dhoti. They gave you a dhoti. But Preetu had his fat South Indian border dhotis, and he would wear lungis, and he would take his clothes to the dhobi every day. So I just wanted to share some stories with Preetu, because he passed away in a car accident, and he was very close to Maharaj. So one story is, in Gurukul, in Mayapur, just thinking about it cracks me up. So it was in the nighttime, and for some reason Preetu was up, and he went to go to see Maharaj's room. And he opens the door, and there was a screen door, and it was locked. And Maharaj is sleeping, and then he has his table there with the laptop, and then the pictures, his DDs, and the table's on fire. It's on fire. And then Maharaj is like, Preetu knocks on the door. He's like, Maharaj, your desk is on fire. Maharaj. And he goes back to sleep, and he leaves, he doesn't wake Maharaj up, he just goes and he leaves the desk to burn. And then Maharaj wakes up and he sees this big burnt mark, and he's like, what the heck happened here? You know, like his laptop got burned a little bit. And then Preetu comes in, oh yeah, Maharaj, last night I tried to wake you up, but you didn't wake up, your desk was on fire. And then another story was when we were traveling in Europe, Maharaj took 8 of us, and then two of the boys went to India, so we were just traveling, 6 of us with Maharaj for about like 2 months or a month, 2 months. Maharaj took us all over Europe, and he gave us the time of our life. We went to like 8 different countries, and we were just really hanging out with him. It was like one of the last summer trips. And then we were traveling with Indrajumna Swami. Oh, and then we were in the room, and then Maharaj was looking for his towel. We're all there, you know. And then he's like, where's my yellow towel? I don't know, Maharaj. And we're all like looking for it. And then Preetu walks in, you know, like with Maharaj's towel wrapped around, you know, drying himself. And he just walks in like if nothing, you know. That was the relationship, that was how friendly Maharaj was with you. Like, you forgot that he was like a sannyasi, that he was an elevated personality. You're just like, what's up, Maharaj? How are you doing? Chilling. Yeah, can I use your towel? But he didn't ask. That's how friendly they were. Just Preetu took his towel, and then everyone's just quiet. And we're just all looking at Preetu as he walks in, and he's like, walking in, and he just sort of looks around, and Maharaj goes, P2, ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. That's my... And we actually have a picture of that moment. Preetu's cracking up with the towel. And if anybody would like to share a few words before we start kirtan again, because once we start, it ain't gonna stop. Maharaj, would you like to say something? You sure? You weren't able to speak in the morning. Say something.
One time, we were traveling, and I had a rule, the boys had to be 12 years old to come on the summer trip. And so, I figured by 12, they didn't want to be with their mother and father anymore. They'd rather just hang out and with their friends. And so then, Kishore's older brother was 11, but he was turning 12 that summer. So somehow or another he got in. And then Kishore was 10. But Kishore was so attached to his brother that he couldn't stay home by himself. So somehow or another Kishore got to come on the summer trip too. And then we were traveling and we were in, we're coming through Kansas. And the boys wanted to go camping. We were getting on our way to West Coast, and we wanted to go camping in the Rocky Mountains up by Vail, or what was those? I can't remember the name of those places up there, Vail, Aspen and stuff like that. But I told the boys, only if it's not raining in the mountains. So we drove over to Colorado Springs, and there are black, ominous clouds all over the mountains. So we decided that we were going to just go up to Denver, take prasadam in the restaurant, and then drive down through the Colorado River, go up to the Rocky Mountains and stuff on the other side. So we're driving down the road and we saw a sign in the tire store, and it said, used inner tubes for sale. So we thought, let's get some used inner tubes and we'll float down the Colorado River. I'll just drop them off at one rest area and pick them up at the next, you know. And we stopped in there, and the guy was ripping people off with his used inner tube, so we didn't buy any. And we got in the van and we did a head count, and the boys counted so fast. I said, that doesn't count. We got to count again. So they counted again. They got the same number, and I said, because you didn't count right the first time, I know you didn't do it right the second time. Let's do it a third time. So we counted a third time, still got the same number, and we took off, and we left Kishore at the tire store. He was 10 years old. So we drove up the road, and there was a car accident on the highway, and I wanted to make a little, the traffic was all backed up with kind of a rest area, so I went into the rest area trying to jump traffic a little bit. And the boy said, Maharaj, we got to use the bathroom. I said, oh, man. I said, okay. That was before the funnel. We come out of the get down here in the rest area, we do another head count, and one's missing. So finally we realize that Kishore's not there. So somebody said somebody kidnapped him. And I said, nobody in their right mind is going to kidnap somebody in the middle of a traffic jam. You know, no one's going to, you'll get caught, you know. So I called the police, and they patched me down to the next county. Next county patches me down to the next county. The next county, five counties we went. And we finally got a hold of the police department. They said, yeah, he's here. He's okay. Just come and get him. So we had to drive up through the traffic jam to the next exit. It took us about an hour. And we turned around, and by that time, all the rubberneckers on the other side were slowing the traffic down in that way. It took us another 2 hours to get down to the So about 3 hours it took us to go what normally would be about a 20-minute trip. And we get to the police department, and Kishore is having a great time. He's got M&M's, 7-Up, he's got all kinds of things going on. And I said, Kishore, we left you. And he goes, yeah, Mars, it was great. I'm having a great time preaching to the policeman here. So then we decided to go camping because we thought it cleared up. And we got up to the top of the mountain. It was pouring rain. Then we decided to camp out inside the van. That didn't work. Then we decided for the first time in the history of the summer trip, we were going to get a motel room. So we went down the mountain and we went to the first hotel and we went inside and they didn't have any rooms. So there was some kind of cheerleader conference going on or something like that, and all the rooms in Colorado Springs were booked. We finally found the place 60 miles away. It was run by two guys from Yugoslavia or something like that, these two guys. And they rented this one room, and I piled all the boys in the room, and some of them slept in the van. And the next morning we woke up, and there was a Air Force general and his family moving from Alaska to Arizona. And we sold them two or three books, and they saw the boys all lined up taking prashadam, and they were really quite impressed with the crew at that time. That was just the only time I ever left the kid on the summer trip, and fortunately we didn't lose them. We just still got them around for us today. Okay, that's good for that story. That's okay.
Well, I'll just say, like, Maharaj, you know how he has those one-liners? He would just say, like, he'd be like, Maharaj, I'm tired. And he'd be like, nice to meet you, Mr. Tired. I'm Ritata Jaswami, you know, like, or Maharaj this. And then, you know, he's like, it sounds like a personal problem to me. So one time, we're playing sports, and Dhanavir Maharaj, who's really, like, strict about, you know, frivolous sports, he goes up to Ritata Jaswami, and he's like, he was like, you know, these boys are playing frivolous sports. And Marge was like, actually, no, they take it very, very seriously. Marge is always there backing us up so we can have a good time.
Along those same lines with those one-liners, we used to always ask Marge, what are we having for dinner today, Marge? He would say, boiled eggplant with no salt. We'd be like, Maharaj, come on. Really, seriously, Maharaj, what do we have for dinner? Say, okay, seriously, schnurkel burkles.
How do you roll? It's great to be here, Maharaj. We've been making our way across the country, and somehow or another we happen to be here right at the right time, right place, right time. I think one of the things that has stood out for me with Ritata Swami is that Maharaj has always made Krishna consciousness fun. I've always seen all the... I never got to go on the summer trips, but... Yeah, and I was in India most of the time, but it's everybody looked like they were having such a good time and having a good Krishna conscious time, and I think that's so important, that making Krishna consciousness fun and exciting for the kids rather than something that's, you know, forced on them and something that can be very rigid and, you know. Like, and then they take it seriously, like, you know, it's not frivolous anymore, you know, they take everything seriously. And I think that Marge is he has such good qualities, and he's taught some of the boys that have traveled with him, he's invested some of his good qualities in them, I see, because I'm traveling with Kish, and you know, the way, first of all, just practical things, like Kish really knows how to organize things, organize the the van and pack things away, and you know, if we're in any situation, you know, he gets lost sometimes too, but that has a lot to do with so many years of traveling with you, you know, traveling with you and being trained in that way. And I mean, you know, the boys that are here that have traveled with you, they all have such a taste for chanting and service as well. They have such a service attitude. I mean, Trupa is always jumping up, ready to do some service, and I'm sure that's a lot to do with your association. You know, a moment's association with the Vaishnava is so beneficial to our spiritual lives. It's actually the essence of our spiritual life, because how can we expect to become Vaishnavas? How can we expect to learn Vaishnava qualities unless we associate with someone who is a Vaishnava and who has those qualities, and we can follow in their footsteps and learn from them? So thank you, Maharaj. I must say that a lot of what we're doing now with me and Keish, we're traveling together in this van. We've been on the road. Keish has been on the road for like months and months nonstop, but we've been together and we're, you know, going to the yoga studios, preaching, and I feel a lot of it, the training that Keish has and that we're able to work on this together is due to the fact that you trained him like that. So, camping, making Krishna consciousness fun, presenting it in a fun way, keeping it real as well, keeping it real. Just, you know, not like putting on the show of being a certain way, or just being Krishna conscious, enjoying it, and being a real person. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
One few things just of Maharaj is like practicality, because it's really important to be practical when, you know, for Krishna consciousness. So one of the things is we would do a morning program every day. Whenever we woke up, it wasn't Mangalarti time, and the morning program was a quick morning program. Everyone would sing together some Saradavana, and then just go through line through the whole morning program, do 30-minute japa in the van or wherever you had to be. And just that regular, that sadhana, it just sticks in you. Even 30 minutes, you know, because if you do it longer, then your mind's going to go places. So little things like that you just inject Krishna consciousness, like in practical ways, just like, that will stay forever, that are going to stay forever. And like another example is, he's a sannyasi. He's been a sannyasi for over 30 years now, right, Maharaj? 30 years. And when... 25 years, and he was young, and people would ask Ritattva Goswami, how come all your boys, how come they're dressed in white? Why don't you have any? Why don't they dress in saffron? This is, and Maharaj would just look at them and be like, because none of them are brahmacharis. He's like, if I put it orange, then they're just gonna be breaking the brahmacharya ashram, you know, like just practical things like that, just letting it be a natural process, because if he didn't, then like I was saying this morning, I don't know how many of you were here, but I wouldn't be where I'm at, because Maharaj, like Vish is saying, presented it in such a like nice, it's so deep, but he presented it so simple and so practical that I feel like I can do this for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. Thank you, Maharaj.
I was remembering one more thing when Vish was talking about Kishore getting lost. Whenever we'd be on a summer trip, sometimes we'd think maybe we were getting lost, and Maharaj would pull out the map, and we would always get there, and Maharaj would say, just like a homing pigeon, just like a homing pigeon. We never got lost. No GPS needed. And I think we might have sat in traffic on like the five or six summer trips one time that I went on, going all over the whole country. It was just awesome. And I was just remembering too, like how cool Maharaj was, but also how much he protected us. Like, nobody could say anything to any of his boys. Like, he put so much work into us. And anyway, there was a couple of stories, but I don't know if I can share them or not. But anyway, Maharaj just, he really took care of us like anything. And I remember in Vrindavan Gurukul even, actually, my first memories of Maharaj was, he would come to the Gurukul and everybody called him Funny Maharaj. All the Gurukul boys. Remember that bitch? We called him Funny Maharaj because he would always crack jokes with us. And no, I mean... especially for a kid in Vrindavan Gurukul, it was like you saw Maharaj and you just like folded your hands and you were quiet, you didn't say anything, you know? And Maharaj would like make jokes with you, and Remember, Maharaj, he's, I don't know how many millions of kids he's caught doing this, but he'll go up to the, actually, maybe I shouldn't give your secret away. But he would go up to the sink, and he'd be washing his hands, and there'd be a little kid next to him, and he'd be, hey, look, I caught a frog. Boom, and then he squirts him in the face. And he just did so many things like that. It was just so fun to be around Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Hari Bol.
Would anybody else would like to say something before we begin kirtan? Prabhuji, anybody? So Maharaj, 5 years ago, he stopped doing the summer trips, and then I told the whole story this morning. And then four of us, we took over, and we're doing it in honor of Maharaj, the same sadhana, same everything like that. Every summer, we've been doing it for 5 years now. Anybody else would like to share something, say something, ask any questions? Everybody loves kirtan, huh? You want to do kirtan? Vishwambar, please lead us on, brother.